Mike Adams here with a Thanksgiving Day message for all of you. First of all, of course, happy Thanksgiving. May you be blessed with food and abundance and health and family time and all the things that matter for your quality of life. That's the good news. You are blessed. We are all blessed in many ways, but we are also going into a very dark time, obviously, as you know, because of the dark forces that are trying to destroy humanity. And so the longer term message here is we are not going to have a Thanksgiving as good as this one for several years to come. It's going to get worse for, we anticipate, when I say we, I mean the sources I talk to, the people I interview, about 2 years of real darkness, of mass death, of mass persecution, of corruption. It's going to be 2 years of living hell. I mean, food shortages, hyperinflation, all of it. Maybe international warfare. So use this time, your Thanksgiving weekend, your holiday time, not just to spend time with family, but also to give the gift of preparedness to yourself, that is, being ready to endure, to make it through what's coming. And I'm not even just talking about physical preparedness, you know, the typical things and beans and band-aids and bullets, as they say. I'm talking about the psychological and spiritual preparedness, being ready for the full assault on humanity that is being staged and unleashed against us. And see, it's a lot of people in hard times, they're not broken by actual biological starvation or a physical act of violence against them. They're broken psychologically. They're broken in their spirit. They give up. And I think that happens to people who are shocked and surprised by what's happening. They just can't believe it. And so they can't come to grips with it. They can't get their mind around it. They've never imagined something like this happening before. And this is my answer to those who say, oh, hey, why are you talking about bad news? Why are you painting a picture of doom and gloom? It's so that you're not surprised by it when it happens. You've mentally rehearsed it, which means you know how to deal with it, and it's not some giant shock to your nervous system. You can actually deal with it because you've imagined this already. And of course, now Joe Biden and the globalists, they have not left much to the imagination, have they? Because they've unleashed the biological weapons against us. They've unleashed mass death via vaccines. They've unleashed the food shortages, the supply line failures, the hyperinflation, the currency devaluation, all of this. It's here. So, I mean, people who don't see where this is headed are, they're willfully ignorant because they don't want to live in reality because that reality is too scary to them. And that is not a survival strategy. That's a strategy for dying, actually. And so I know this isn't a typical Thanksgiving Day message, and we do have much to be thankful for, but we also have to remember where this is all headed. We have to follow the trends of what's happening and understand where it's going to lead us. Now, on the flip side of this, or the other side of the next couple of dark years, we are going to have a time of new abundance, a new golden age, a time of incredible human freedom, I believe. A time when the globalists and the anti-humanists will be defeated. And it will be an incredible age. It will be an age of new Christian morals and beliefs becoming very widespread. So many people across our planet will turn to Jesus. And they will beg for help from God. And of course, this is the story of at least much of the Old Testament of the Bible is, different civilizations, including ancient Israel, turning away from God and then begging for God to save them, and then God bailing them out, and then people returning to God, and the cycle repeats. Well, we're in that cycle again, but it's a very big cycle at this point. It's like a millennial cycle. This is going to be the biggest dark winter in the history of humanity, the largest scale suffering of human beings. So to be ready for that, we have to be spiritually and psychologically prepared. The person who's not ready for what's coming, the person who has remained willfully blind, who's running around saying, oh, everything's great, we're going to get back to normal, the stock market's doing awesome. You know, of course, they're oblivious about inflation, wiping out all their stock gains and so on. But those people who are willfully oblivious, they're not going to do well at all because they can't handle adversity. And when I estimate that the globalists are going to kill now maybe 2 billion people across the planet in the coming years, maybe not in 2 years, but I'm talking about even the longer-term cancer deaths from the vaccines, which will take a decade to really play out. But if they kill 2 billion people, that's a significant portion of the human race right now. I'd say, gosh, that's pretty dark. What's the good news in that? Well, the good news is that they will be stopped and that you don't have to be among the 2 billion. You can choose to say no to the death shots, for example, and you can choose to be ready and prepared for the dark winter that's coming. You can choose a different response from those who are suicidal or oblivious or just clueless, what have you. So that's the good news in all of this, is you're not on an automatic track. And if there's something to give thanks for on this Thanksgiving, it's give thanks to God that you are your own independent person, that you have your own consciousness, your own mind, your own decision process, your own creativity, your own personal relationship with the Creator. You have something that is totally unique in the universe, which is your identity, your memories, your skills, your gifts, everything. And that one of the things you have is the ability to choose your future. And even in a dark winter time of a mass die-off, you can choose a future that is not self-destructive. You can choose a future of abundance. You can choose a future where you are doing well and your family is doing well, and you're not destroyed by the dollar collapse and so on and so forth. So, you know, Thanksgiving was supposed to be a time to give thanks for the abundance of the crops and the food, and also, well, for God's gifts to spare people from the socialist death that was happening to the early colonials who didn't know how to respect free market economics when it comes to food production. But spiritually, this goes way beyond just, you know, food abundance and having enough turkey to eat and what have you. This is about your ability to choose your future and even understanding that other people are going to choose a different future, and that's okay. And those futures sometimes will be very devastating for those people. A lot of people right now are choosing a future of death, and they're doing it by taking the booster shots at this point. And they've chosen that. And it's not harsh to tell the truth that many of those people, probably millions, will not be with us by next Thanksgiving. And so that's why I've jokingly said that the number one way to bring your family together this Thanksgiving is to remind your family members who have been vaccinated that this is their last Thanksgiving, and so they should be especially thankful. I mean, obviously, kind of mocking it, a little bit of satire there. But sometimes people say, well, gosh, you're being kind of cold about the people who took the vaccine. Actually not. I'm just citing cause and effect. Everybody chooses their own future. And it's not up to me to make that choice for them. Not up to you either. You choose your future, I choose my future, and those around us, including your family members, they choose their own futures. Many of them have chosen death. Some of them are already dead from the vaccine. Some of them have died from heart attacks and strokes and everything else. Others have chosen a long-term death of cancer and mutations and autoimmune disorders and the prions eating away at their brain matter, just a slow neurological degradation. That's the path they've chosen. And for whatever reason, their soul wanted them to experience that way of being removed from this realm. For some reason, they need to go through a whole lot of suffering. Just thank God that you don't. thank God that none of us do, because we can choose a better future for ourselves. And one of the things I'm really thankful for is you. You who support our mission here at Brighttown.com and naturalnews.com, our mission for humanity. It's amazing and comforting to know that those of us who are awake and aware and alive, that we are not alone, that there are a great many people like you and I, people who are compassionate about human beings, but also respect freedom of choice. So we know some people are going to choose death, and well, that's cause and effect. But we try to encourage people to choose life in every way possible. Choose health, choose nutrition, choose life for a baby instead of abortion, for example. Choose life, choose God instead of Satan. And this theme is repeated throughout everything that we do, but well, we couldn't do it without you. Not without your support and you sharing our podcasts and our videos and articles and everything else that you do. So you and I and all of us together, we are a community that, as I've said before, truly represents the future of human civilization. We are the survivors, even as the cataclysm unfolds. We are, in essence, preordained as the survivors and the rebuilders. This is our mission here. And we have each other to share ideas and to garner support. And we are a family, even in many ways, more than your own blood family might be. If some of those family members of yours have chosen the path of death or Satanism or the left-wing cult or what have you, they are not really your family. We are the family, those of us who have this deep understanding of reality, of the world around us and what's happening and where it's all going. We have transcended the obliviousness of the masses. And that is something to be incredibly thankful for. Because the vast majority of people are simply oblivious. They do not know how anything works. They don't know about the Federal Reserve and the money supply. They don't understand how banking works. They don't understand how the election was rigged. They don't understand anything about censorship or what's going on or, you know, mind control indoctrination. They're truly clueless, but you are not one of those people. And it's so much better to be in the position where you are, having transcended all of that, and you can look down upon that and you can see the distortions and the spells that ensnare those who have weak minds. And yet you are not among them. You have transcended that. So give thanks for whatever has brought you to this moment. Maybe you had wonderful parents. Maybe you had a good upbringing. Maybe you had a very influential teacher or a pastor or a church or childhood friends or whatever it was. Or maybe the hand of an angel touched you and gave you this awareness. Whatever it was, that is the greatest gift of all. The gift of consciousness, awareness, awakening. The gift of knowing who you are and what your purpose is here. And not living in the fog of ignorance, which is where most people exist every day. Okay? So, frankly, the most appropriate way to celebrate that gift of consciousness might be to fast on Thanksgiving and not focus on material things. Not that I'm fasting either, but I'm also not eating turkey. I don't know what I'm eating. I haven't planned for it yet. It's not going to be anything spectacular, but be thankful for the fact that you are aware. It's one of the greatest gifts of all, and it's a gift from God. And be thankful that you have that connection with God and that your expression of consciousness and awareness and creativity and decision-making, these are all expressions of God through you. God gave you this gift and you are exercising it, which is all He wants. He wants we, the people, to use His gifts for good and to protect life and to awaken and help save others. And that's what we are doing. So not only do we have these amazing gifts, we also are using these gifts in alignment with the creator that gave those gifts to us. It's an extraordinary thing, and it's not to be taken for granted. So that's my interpretation of Thanksgiving. I want to thank you for all your support and for everything that you're doing. And I want to encourage you to think deeply and philosophically about everything that has brought you to this moment in human history and what it means that you are tasked with being here and having this responsibility and having this knowledge is not an accident. You were chosen to be here. What are you going to do with it? That's my question for you on this Thanksgiving. How are you going to use this gift to aid humanity? So ponder that, huh? And I thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.